This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Scott Parel was co-medalist at this year's PGA Tour Champions Q School. Gaining full status on next year's tour, it is a pleasure to welcome Scott Parel to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hello, Scott.
Hey, John. How are you?
You know, I'm good. Congratulations on all of this.
Well, thank you so much.
I know you want to win everything you enter, but what was your thought going into the Q school?
Well, for sure, this year I wanted to win. That was my goal from the start. I didn't want to get caught up in trying to finish fifth or better. I figured, you know, set my sights on winning, and then hopefully being in the top five would take care of itself.
And that's full status on tour?
That's correct, yep.
You know the secret to success on the Champions Tour, don't you? It isn't about the field. It's about beating Bernhard.
Well, that's for sure.
you do that every week, Scott, you'll be fine.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, he's been amazing. Absolutely amazing.
How impressive is that at Bernhard? Bernhard's 59. How impressive is that?
I tell you, I think if you were to ask most players, they'd probably say that's probably one of the most impressive things in golf, at least in the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years, that to be able to compete into your late 50s, and not just compete, but basically to dominate at that age, because you know, you're playing guys who, you know, won on the PGA Tour not too many years ago, and to play like he's played, it's incredible. It really is.
Do you feel any pressure to produce early on?
Not really. You know, I'll hopefully just try to approach it, you know, like I did last year, you know, whenever I get a chance to play, you know, try to win every week, try to finish as high as I can. You know, the goal ultimately is to be in that top 36 when the year's over. So I should get plenty of opportunities. So, you know, actually should be a little less pressure, I guess, out of the chute, you know, but then again, I don't want to wait till, you know, having five events left and feel like I got to do something at the end. So
when did you start thinking about the Champions Tour? Was this always on your radar?
Yeah, probably in my late 40s. You know, when I got to be 47, 48, when I won on the Nationwide Tour, that at that point, when I did that, I thought, boy, you know, if I can just hang on here for a couple more years, you know, I could have a chance at, you know, at having a career out on the Champions Tour. And then, of course, I'm playing with a lot of guys, you know, who are in their 20s, and you know, none of them could believe that I was in my late 40s at that time. So that, you know, that gave me a good feeling. They're like, oh, you're going to kill them on that Champions Tour. And I'm like, well, you know, there's a lot of good players on that Champions Tour, but I think I can compete. So, you know, this last year's kind of been a validation of that, I think, and hopefully, you know, 2017, I'll prove myself out there.
I go back to my first statement, Scott. Beat Bernhard, you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, I don't even have to beat him. If I can just hang around somewhere, I think I'll be fine.
Exactly. You did play 15 events out there last year. What surprised you about out there?
You know, probably what surprised me the most was how many really good players there are out there. Not that those guys, you know, obviously all those guys, for the majority of their years, were excellent players when they were on the PGA Tour. But when you kind of see the Champions Tour, you know, I'd watch it on television, and just like you said, it seemed like it'd always be the same guys. It was always Bernhard, or, you know, Joe Duran is always, when he's played out there, he's been really good. Woody Austin. So you kind of think, well, there's a few good guys, but the majority of them are just kind of out there having a good time. But that's not the case at all. I mean, those guys out there all want to win. They're all competitive. They're all pretty good. You know, there's a few guys maybe that, you know, are not as competitive as everyone else. But, you know, you got a guy like John Daly who has, you know, so much talent. At any moment, he could turn it on and, you know, win three or four times. So it's I guess the amount of competitiveness out there kind of surprised me. Everybody out there wants to play well and win.
We're talking with Scott Parel here on the Augusta Golf Show. Everybody I have on the show that's getting out there on the Champions Tour says that same thing, Scott. They're all impressed with the quality of play out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think in a lot of ways, probably the Web.com Tour is a pretty good stepping stone as opposed to the PGA Tour, because on the Web.com Tour, you've got to shoot 5-6 under every day to have a chance out there. I think on the PGA Tour, you know, they play some golf courses where a few under par is not a bad score. Most times on the Champions Tour, if you're just a couple under par, you're getting lapped. You know, so that in a, is very similar to the Web.com as far as you got to, from the first, you know, hole to the 54th hole, since we've just played 3 days out there, you have got to be trying to make birdies every hole. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. You mentioned going low, but you got to go low early, to your point. It's only three rounds, many of the tournaments, not four.
Yeah. And that was a little bit of an adjustment as well. For me, I had not played in, you know, big events that had only 54 holes versus 72 holes. But, you know, one really nice thing out there is the fact that, you know, there's cuts except for the majors. And that, you know, it's amazing how much freer you play on Saturday and Friday and Saturday when you know there's no cut.
Can you play too much, Scott, when setting your schedule? Are you going to have to pace yourself in any shape, form, or fashion?
You know, I'm not sure. I looked at the schedule. It actually just came out today. So I think that there's enough time off out there in between events that you can play everything. There is actually one stretch this year where there is a 6-tournament stretch in a row. And that is an awful lot. I would think that the only time that I would consider taking any time off would be sometime, you know, somewhere in that 6-in-a-row stretch. But, you know, for the most part, you're playing 54 holes. You know, you don't have to, not 4-day events. So you have maybe an extra day during the actual tournament week that you could, you know, kind of take some rest and take a day off if you needed to. So I'm going to do my best to play everything out there, I'm pretty sure.
Are you a goal setter? Have you always been a goal setter? And if so, what you're going to tell me when. I know. What are the goals you're setting this year?
Yeah, well, my goals, you know, there's probably two goals. Number one is to be, you know, in that top 36 when the season ends, and then the second goal would be to win. And I think that those kind of go hand in hand. It's tough to get in the top 36 without winning. There's a few guys every year that do it. But for the most part, if, you know, you've got to win one time to stay in that, to get in that 36.
You know, Trevino called this tour the ultimate mulligan. What do you call getting this chance, Scott?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if it would be a mulligan, but it's definitely a second chance at a career for me, no doubt. It's, you know, I've been chasing this for 20 years. I never did get to the, you know, the ultimate highest level as far as a complete full-time player on the PGA Tour. I got to play in some U.S. Opens and some events here and there, but it's a great opportunity for me to, you know, extend my career. You know, without the Champions Tour, I'm not sure what I'd be doing in golf. I mean, it'd be tough for me to play competitively on any other tour at this point, I think. So, yeah, it's a second chance at a golfing life, no doubt.
What are you looking forward to most about next season?
Probably not having to worry about, you know, preparing for two golf courses a week. You know, last year I would have to prepare on a Sunday, Monday for a qualifying course, which would be a completely different course from the actual tournament course. So I'm looking forward to just being able to set my schedule and just being ready for one golf course, a lot of which I've already actually played. So I think that'll be an advantage as well. And, you know, I love to compete. I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing how I can do out there again next year.
He is Scott Parel, co-medalist at this year's PGA Tour Champions Q School. be out there on the tour next year full time. Scott, congratulations on doing that. Thank you for taking the time to do this. Have good holidays and best of luck.
Thank you very much, John.